All right, so I just kind of wanted to try this stuff out. Kind of want to do some I want to do some podcast updates just to let everybody know, you know, what I've been doing, what I've been going through on joining the Army. Recruiting wise, it's been nothing short of amazing. I've had an amazing recruiter. She's really gone above and beyond to help me out and to get me in the Army. Last Friday, I went to MEPS, which is basically medical processing. You do your drug test, blood test, I did a breathalyzer, eye test, and vision, eye and vision are the same, and hearing test. But yeah, it was wild. It was something I haven't experienced before. Basically, they put you in a hotel the night before, and you wake up about 4 a.m., and you get yourself some breakfast, shower, do all that good stuff. Then they basically put you on a bus and you go to MEPS and start off by Chief coming out there and just explaining everything, what to go through, about just a lot of rules. Just, you know, it's yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, things like that. And then we start off doing our vision and then our hearing test, which was cake, obviously. Then they send you to another room, which is basically the medical briefing. You have any problems that you want to admit now or things you've held back from recruiters, things like that. Then you take a breathalyzer, went through that. Then we took our piss test, which was, you know, those are your piss tests, but you're in there with about 8 other dudes with the dicks out and with two people that work there, you know, in there, make sure no one's cheating their tests, and basically test it right then and there. And you know, if it was good, it's whatever. And if you can't pee, like I had a buddy there, couldn't pee, you had to wait till later. But you could only get, I think you only get like 3 tries, and then you have to piss before 11 o'clock. So if you can't, then you got to come back again. So after that, went to do our blood work, and pretty sure they're just testing for like HIV, things like that. It's just like it's like one vial they take out of your blood, or take out of your body. And then you go to the doctor. And the doctor basically asks you all these questions. You know, did drugs when last time you did, just shit. You know, basic generic questions. They don't want any fuckheads in the Army. And then go to a big ass room where about 15, 20 guys in there strip down to their drawers, and then do a bunch of tests. Tests are like, you know, move your arms in a circle, do a duck walk. Like the worst part was like they made you like knee crawl, not crawl, but like walk on your knees for 5 steps and walk back, and like literally the ground was hard as cement. That shit kind of sucked, but you know, you do that, then you go into a doctor that does a full physical, you know, checks your balls, touch your dick, looks for lumps and stuff, that makes you turn around, touch your toes, and spreads your butt cheeks for you. That shit was super weird because I never had that happen before. So yeah, that definitely happened. But I mean, it was all good, 100% healthy. Thank God for that one. But yeah, once you're done with that, like I went out to basically my guidance counselor, which is in the Army. I had to get out of the medical, go to my guidance counselor. He went over my contract and everything, just made sure, hey, this is all real information. You didn't lie or forge anything, blah, blah, blah. So you go out there, and then as soon as you get done with that shit, you go to the front, and they prepare you to swear in. And basically, you go over video talking about desertion when you're in the Army, or like in the military at all, you know, and you go to war and things like that. And, you know, you can't leave, you know, people behind, can't leave your company, your platoon, all that good stuff. And then they tell you, you know, parade rest and to stand at attention. And then they actually take you into the room where they practice it, where we practice it for a couple of times, so you're not a fucking idiot and you mess up like a couple of guys did on the practice, but luckily no one did it when we actually swore in. Then they'll bring you all your family and good shit in, and you'll swear in. And after we got done swearing in, we took a lot of pictures. Not like a lot of pictures, took a couple pictures with my brother, and that was a good time. And then basically actually went and then officially signed our contract. Basically, they tell you, hey, man, you're basically in the Army Reserves right now until you finish boot camp. So if you can quit right now, they'll hold 8 years over your head to go. They can call you whenever in 8 years, and you'd have to go, or else you can face jail or whatever for leaving the Army. But, yeah, leave for boot camp here shortly. Don't want to say the date. Got yelled at one time by somebody else. So it's like, I don't know what he said, but I'm just not going to do it again. But yeah, so far, just waiting to leave boot camp. Had my future soldier orientation today. Been working out, been training, trying to get in the best. What's up, Paulo? My dog came in here to greet us. What's up, boy? All right. But yeah, just basically trying my best to be in shape before I leave. Which is super hard to, not super hard to do, but like since I signed and left on a month, it was just, you know, I thought I was gonna have more time, which I didn't. But yeah, so I'm gonna keep this podcast updated with things I do, getting prepared, you know, maybe the workouts I do, and then obviously there'll be a short time where I won't be able to throw a podcast up because I'll be in boot camp and then AIT, or basically it's called OSET, so it's basically concurrent, just back to back, and then I go to airborne school. So all right, guys, keep you updated. Have a good one. Peace.